now on the talk of the Quad Cities. AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today on Talk of the Town, it's Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is brought to you by House Chiltzman Associates, A&E Repro Graphics, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, High Country Rec V Center, Cottonwood Area Transit, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And now live from the studios of the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A, here's your host for today's program, Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Board Chairman John Cordes.
Good afternoon, Yavapai County, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we are streaming live worldwide at the Arizona's Hometown Radio Group app. We'll be right back.
Since you last had your well inspected? Well, wait no longer. Alcorn Pump is here serving all of Yavapai County with pump and filtration services for homes, ranches, and commercial buildings. Since 1938, Alcorn Pump has made it their goal to get you the best water quality and well pump reliability. So if it's been a while, call Alcorn Pump and let them inspect your well, test your water, and get you the best results possible. Alcorn Pump, 928-237-4372, or go to alcornpump.com. Alcorn Pump, well, well, well.
That is not us. Have you heard of Salt and Pepper, where they bring you into an alternate breakfast universe?
Like special French toast?
No, like coconut French toast.
Shut up.
Yeah, it is churro French toast, too.
I said shut up.
Your mouth will spin with the prosciutto eggs benedict or the shrimp and grits. Wash it down with a guava mimosa or a prickly pear mimosa.
I can't listen anymore.
Come on into Salt and Pepper at 443 Miller Valley Road in Prescott, across from the post office, and savor the flavor. That's more like us.
Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters is excited to announce Bowl for Kids' Sake is back. Form a bowling team today to defend the potential of a local young person. Bowling dates are April 6th and 13th in Prescott Valley and Camp Verde and April 20th in Prescott. Bowl for Kids' Sake is a fun and easy way to positively impact a young person's life. Become a team captain, a bowler, or pledge a bowler. Register at azbigs.org or call 928-778-5135. Every person who raises over $125 will get a special t-shirt sponsored by the MITRE Foundation.
If you're a propane user, you've most likely heard the name Barrett Propane. That's because they've been around this area for more than 60 years, providing reliable propane to your home or business. They've also worked hard to improve the quality of life for everyone in Yavapai County by supporting local nonprofits. It's just who they are. Friendly local folks not only delivering propane, but making life a little better along the way. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Life is full of bright moments, but sometimes those moments can seem too far away. Trained and caring crisis specialists in Arizona can assist you with any situation, big or small. Free and confidential help is only one text away, day or night. Text the word HOPE to 4HOPE. That's H-O-P-E to 44673. These moments matter, and so do you. This message is sponsored by Solari Crisis and Human Services.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. Chino Valley Day continues with your host, Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Board Chairman John Cordes.
And we are back. My in-studio guests are from the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization, SIMPO for short. We have Bren Stotler, who is the planner. Hello, Bren.
There.
And Michael Lamar, who's the regional development manager. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking time to come in studio. What I want to do first of all is kind of demystify what SIMPO is. So if one of you can give me like simple 101, that would be, that would be awesome.
You bet.
Who wants to give it a shot?
I'll go. Sure. You bet. Thanks, John. Thanks for the question. I mean, it's great to be able to explain what an MPO does. And the important thing to know about metropolitan planning organizations is that there are over 400 of them across the country. They are a construct of the federal government, so we have to take that with a grain of salt, but we still do good work. The federal government came up with a way to format, for lack of a better term, regional transportation planning activities. And that happens when a particular region reaches a census level of 50,000 in the urbanized area or greater. That happened with the Prescott Valley area back in the 2000 census. So in the year 2000, the MPO for the Central Yavapai region was legitimized by that population count. And then it took a little bit of some government machinations, but the governor signed SMPO into existence in 2003. So for 20 years, we've been providing regional transportation planning services and guiding initiatives, education initiatives around distracted driving and transit and the value in transportation choices.
So what are the metrics that you use? I mean, you have to look over the horizon, you know, 25, 30 years, and there's a variety of metrics that you use. It's not, you know, current accident data. It's sure. It's forecasting. I mean, how do you do that? Because for me, it's like fairy dust.
Well, one of the things that Brent's probably going to speak to in some detail is the 2050 Regional Transportation Plan. We're operating under the 2045 plan now, and it's updated in five-year increments. And it's kind of like the Bible of planning and for transportation in the region. You know, one of the things I think is really important, dissimilar to a lot of other services, you can't get anywhere without going through multiple jurisdictions. I mean, transportation, you can't do it in a vacuum or an island. And one of the benefits of an MPO, this one in particular, is looking at things from a regional perspective.
So when you pop open your umbrella, you've got Dewey Humboldt, Mayor, you've got Prescott Valley, Prescott, Chino Valley, Paulden. Is that... Is there more to that?
No Paulden and no mayor because they're not incorporated.
Oh, okay.
They're only incorporated Prescott, town of Prescott Valley, town of Chino Valley, town of Dewey Humboldt, Yavapai County. So we also plan for the unincorporated area that is in the region.
And so you have stakeholders at the table, and everyone's lobbying for what they need or want.
Well, the SMPO Executive Board is made up of an elected official from each of the jurisdictions that Bryn just referenced.
Okay.
And the idea being that they bring to the table the issues for their jurisdiction, but collectively the Executive Board looks at regional transportation issues, whether it's, you know, issues with vehicular traffic or... Bryn's working a lot on active transportation, which I'm sure she'll talk about. But it transcends just automobiles, which I think is important for people to understand, too.
So you're looking at, transit, you know, bus service. You're looking at bike lanes, bicycle lanes, things like that, and all modes of transportation, not
True.
Just vehicles. Okay.
Yes, part of the mission of SMPO is to address multimodal transportation. So we're talking about not only the choice to get in your personal own vehicle in the morning, but having the option of getting on another mode of transportation, potentially a transit service or a bicycle facility. If you're a cyclist, there are actually a lot of people that walk. And so one of our plans that we're working on right now called the ACT UP, which is an active transportation plan, looks at those very things. How do people who are cycling and walking and potentially using our local public transportation, how do they achieve the same efficiency that those of us who get in our personal vehicle do? And what SMPO looks at really is the entire regional network of roadways. So you can imagine that the backbone of that system is SR-69, SR-89, 89A. Of course those are state facilities that are owned by ADOT. Yes, we do plan for those facilities. We do that in collaboration with ADOT, but we have a whole list of other regionally significant roads, and you could probably guess a few of them. In Prescott Valley, that would be Robert Road, and Glassford Hill Road, and in Prescott, that would be Gurley Street and Montezuma. And in Chino Valley, obviously, 89 is the focus, but there are also ancillary concerns there. We look at Outer Loop Road, and we look at how Williamson Valley Road feeds the Chino Valley traffic scenario. So everything is connected, and SMPO's highest goal is to make sure that that regional system is operating as efficiently and effectively as possible.
And so you do the arterials, you don't do the residential roads per se. That's not under your purview.
Depends on the level that they reach as far as what's called functional classification. Now we're going to get into the transportation weeds.
Now we're in the weeds.
You just use those familiar terms. We talk about arterials and collectors and minor collectors, and we talk about the highway system, and we talk about connections to the interstate. So yes, all of those are on the table, but it is the level of service that they demand and the amount of traffic that they receive that gains SMPO's attention.
And we partner with the local municipalities. If they're looking at something that's more of a local road, it's still part of a larger system. So it's important to have their input into what their local road and how it ties into the larger system.
So the stakeholders at the table, you've got ADOT representative, Gary Knight is currently on the board.
Gary Knight is the State Transportation Board member that actually serves our area.
Right.
So, yes, as an MPO, Gary sits on our executive board and weighs in on the broader transportation issues that concern the State Transportation Board and ADOT.
He's a buddy of mine from Yuma. He sits on their city council.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
I've told the story before on the show, but when I first started volunteering at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, the blue wayfinding sign for where the chamber office was still on Road 2 South. So I wanted to get it moved. The town said, it's ADOT's problem. ADOT says it's the town's problem. So I pointed a finger and said, okay, time out. So I called Gary, and Gary said, all right, we can fix this. So it got, but again, it's a microcosm of what you deal with all the time. There's jurisdictions, and there's silos, and there's this pet project and that. And that sounds like you guys need like whips and chains or something, because it's really a dynamic feeling of what everybody wants to have in their backyard.
Yeah, we rely very heavily on our TAC committee, which is our technical assistance committee, where each of the jurisdiction has representation from their public works department. And from a staff perspective, Bryn can speak to this better than I can, because I haven't been there as long. I think there's a lot of teamwork and collaboration. Is that fair, Bryn?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Our partners in our public works departments are really elbow to elbow with everything that SMPO is doing. They're highlighting for us those areas within their specific jurisdiction that needs attention, may need safety mitigations, may need assistance at the state legislative level, because we also work on those considerations. So big partnerships involved, and the fact that we work directly with staff, and then we elevate those issues to the executive board level where the decision-making resides.
So when you have the 2050 plan, okay, we're in the 2045 plan, these are not plans that get put in a binder, put on the shelf.
No.
These are working documents.
You're right. They're active working documents that not only plan, but that shows steps in implementation.
So you refer to them quite often, I would imagine, in your day-to-day lives, because, again, those are what you plan to do. People agree to these plans, and then you have to go execute those plans and make everybody happy at the same time.
You
need a raise. You need more money for this gig.
Well, thank you, John.
That's very nice of you to offer us a raise. We'll be sure to tell Vinny when we get back to the office.
Well, we record these, and these are on the Chamber's website, so this will live on forever.
Thank you for that.
Wonderful.
But I think you can't make everybody happy. It's just not possible.
And that is the essence of regional collaboration. So we are pulling all of these decision makers into a room, and we are taking care of the technical review before we get to that decision making point. And we're getting all of those decision makers, those elected officials, involved in a conversation about regional priorities. It really requires some selflessness. It requires you setting aside your pet project or the thing that directly benefits your jurisdiction and seeing what the greater good could reveal. And working on those larger regional projects, I think, is a gratifying exercise for all of our folks, elected officials and technical advisory committee alike.
Because there's a lot of folks at the table. There really are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to talk about, how that long-range plan works in the current issues and how those kind of get mitigated and solved and discussed after the break, if that's okay.
Sounds like a plan.
You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and we're streaming live worldwide on the Arizona's Hometown Radio Group app. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. It's Lori Sell here to announce I'm moving and merging with Susan Morrison of House Chilson Insurance.
We're so excited to have Lori and look forward to our new business name, Shepherd Insurance. You'll get the same great service you received all these years from House Chilson and Lori Sell Insurance. Plus, the benefits will be better together in this very turbulent insurance market.
That's right, Susan. And my staff is moving with me. The Shepherd Insurance offices are located at 400 White Spire Road.
Shepherd Insurance is a locally managed independent agency.
It's a great day at Shepherd Insurance.
Give us a call at 928-445-4600.
This is Bill Chilson, and I approve this ad.
We got cat convenience and we got cat style.
Save your resources. See how easy Cottonwood Area Transit can get you around the Verde Valley in cat style.
The shuttle can take you to Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. And the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit goes to Camp Verde and Greyhound stops, too.
Beat inflation with Cottonwood Area Transit. Visit cityofcottonwood.gov for details.
Attention RVers, with the chilly winds of winter, it's time to ensure your beloved RV is ready for the cold season. At High Country Rec V Center, they understand the importance of safeguarding your RV during the winter months. They keep you rolling with ensuring your RV remains in pristine condition. Don't let freezing temperatures wreak havoc. Call High Country Rec V Center at 928-772-8231 or visit them online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Bud Garza with Prescott Public Library. We are proud to announce the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Reading Challenge. 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten is a nationwide effort to share the joy of reading with young children. The goal is for children to hear 1,000 books read aloud before they start kindergarten. Starting January 16th, families with young children can sign up for the library's 1,000 Books Challenge. For more information, call Youth Services at 928-777-1537 and we'll see you at Prescott Public Library.
Hi, Easter Bunny here. And between you and me, I can't stand this holiday. Chocolate bunnies? Really?
Well, I thought it'd be funny.
Funny is filling Skittles bags with M&Ms. This is garbage. But if you want the best handmade chocolates, visit Pralines of Prescott. They're excellent. See? Funny. 112 West Gurley Street, across from the square.
Did that just happen?
Are you concerned about how the election will impact your investments and tax situation? It's important that your investments and portfolio are aligned to get ahead of tax law changes. Let Creative Planning show you what that looks like with a free wealth path analysis. Visit creativeplanning.com/radio to request yours now. It's time to ensure your financial plan will support your goals, regardless of election outcomes. This offer is only good till Monday at midnight. That's creativeplanning.com/radio.
Listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. Chino Valley Day continues with your host, Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Board Chairman John Cordes.
And we're back. We have folks in here from the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization, SEMPO for short. We have Bren Stotler, who is a planner. Hello, Bren.
Hi.
And Michael Lamar, the Regional Development Manager. Hello, Michael.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good. I love the off-the-air conversations, but I want to get back to what we were talking about before the break. You have these long-range plans. You're 25, 30 years out. But there's also current issues that come up. And they may or may not be in that plan. How are those handled, and how do you get those to at least be on the table for discussion? Because it sounds like it could be a quagmire.
Yeah, it's a great point, John. Things will bubble up at the jurisdictional level often. Safety issues will oftentimes provoke a very poignant community conversation about how to mitigate a certain situation. This happened shortly after I moved to Prescott in 1996. This was pre-SR 69 median. We didn't have medians. We had crossover accidents and head-ons, and it was a dire situation to the point where ADOT said, time out. We've got to do something to address this safety consideration, and they literally installed a median, and the worst parts of SR 69 where the highest number of that type of crashes were happening. So going back to that bigger picture is really important. Again, to the way that the MPO was formed, that is also the vehicle for federal tax dollars to come back to our region, dollars we've already paid. So this is the way that the federal government apportions transportation funding back to specific regions. And the mandate to update that 25-year forward-looking plan, the RTP 2050 that we're going to start working on here in about a month, is purely comes through that model. The federal government knows that in order to apportion these funds back to a region, we need a guideline. The guideline comes in the form of the long-range transportation plan, very similar to how the state statutes govern general plan updates for cities and towns and counties, comprehensive plans. That's my background in land use planning. Same thing happens with federal transportation dollars, and they mandate this plan be updated every 5 years so that we continue that 25-year forward look. When those smaller situations bubble up, we work directly with the jurisdictions to look for solutions. And oftentimes, we may circle through the state legislative body. We may reach out to our LD1 representatives and see if they can forward a transportation concern at the state legislative level. And sometimes we do garner funds that way.
Yeah, one-time spending. Hopefully there's money in the coffers for one-time spending from the governor. And you know that's how we built.
Yeah.
I was telling the story off the air about Highway 95 from Arizona Western College to IPG. So that does. So that was answers the question beautifully as to how those things get handled. And you got a point, Michael?
I think. No, I mean, and Brent hit the nail on the head. You want to do the best planning you can, but issues arise that you're not planning for. And sometimes we chase different dollars to try to accommodate those. You know, we're going to have a meeting later this week with representatives from YRMC about pedestrian bridge, because one of the things that's happened is their parking lot is catty corner from, for their employees, is catty corner from the hospital.
Right.
So what's evolved is a need to get pedestrians safely to the hospital and back to their cars. So that's probably something that wasn't planned out 20 years ago, but at the jurisdictional level, it's now something that we really want to try to help with. So we're going to try to bring to the table, facilitate a conversation between the city and the hospital and SIMPO, and then try to find out if there's ways to chase money to make that a reality.
Either through the county or back to the state legislative level.
Or even the federal government.
Or the federal government.
Yeah.
Because, again, the wild card here is we have, you know, first responders, we've got, you know, the biggest hospital in the county, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that, because it's got lots of pieces to it.
Sure it does.
A lot of moving parts.
But it's also attractive from the federal government's perspective if all those people were working towards some goal that's really a safety goal. And we try to bring those people to the table to talk about safety. One of the things that we work on, too, is safe routes to schools. The idea that, you know, there are some kids that still walk to school, surprisingly enough, which is a good thing, and we want to make sure that their route is safe. So there's ways that we can bring different groups together, whether it's a school district or a city or a town, and SIMPO to facilitate a collaborative grant application, if you will, to pursue money for things like a safe route to school.
But it sounds like everything that you do, you know, page one, paragraph one, you know, the first two words are safety first.
It's huge.
It just sounds like the presentation you made with the Chino Chamber last 2 months ago, it sounds like safety is like the tip of the iceberg. That is the tip of the spear.
I mean, public safety data feeds all of our plans. It in particular feeds the long-range plan, but we also do every five-year regional safety plan. And again, this isn't born necessarily of a specific federal mandate, but it is a collaboration across all of our public safety agencies, including DPS, where all of their crash data is dumped into a giant regurgitator of a safety plan. And what comes out the other end are where are the most egregious hotspots in the SIMPO planning area, and we use heat maps to identify those. Our plans, most of them, are also delivered virtually these days so that you can actually see live mapping that shows where these crash locations have been. And this allows us to really focus our efforts and the funding available toward safety mitigations that are of the highest priority.
Is that on your website?
Yes, that is.
That's simpo.org. That's C-Y-M-P-O www.cbnc.org. I went there earlier and looked at it. There's a ton of information on the website.
Yes.
So grab a cup of coffee and sit down. Don't be in a hurry because there's a lot of stuff to absorb. So, Michael, why do you do what you do?
Well, that's an interesting question. I've only been doing this for about 6 months.
Okay.
But I've been around local government service provision my whole life. I think there's a lot to be said for working in a field where you feel like you're helping your friends and neighbors, whether it's through transportation or parks and recreation or just the ability to have an impact on the lives of those that are closest to you, I think is very rewarding. And that's kind of why I do it.
No, I imagine. Bren, same question.
Oh, that's a great question. Most of my career has been spent in law and in land use planning. So I have worked both on the jurisdictional side of land use planning as a community development director. I have worked in private planning, which means I worked with private development in creating and really taking paintbrush to canvas on master plan communities. So there's so much there that is rewarding. Foundations of healthy communities require that we look at how people, goods, and services move. They require that we look at how we enjoy our outdoor recreational spaces, especially in a place like this where we live. We're so lucky. And it requires that we look at how we create space for public places and for neighborhoods and community, and there's just so much to it that's rewarding. I've always loved it.
I couldn't do your work. I'm in the instant gratification business, and I just know I couldn't.
Some of it is a delayed gratification. You're not wrong about that.
I couldn't do that.
You know, especially when you talk about road projects, we were just talking about some work we're doing on 69, or not that we're going to do, that we secured, and, you know, it's a decade or more in the time,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have some patience. Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
I know I couldn't do it, that's for sure. So what's a good day look like? When you're heading home, Bren, and you had a productive day, and you're heading home, today was a good day. What would have happened that day for you to say that going home? Today was a good day.
Well, no 2 days at Simpo are alike. That's one thing I absolutely love about it, because you will never get bored. We have a myriad of meetings with local officials and community groups, and we work closely with our health department on their planning priorities, because transportation is a core value of the health department's planning processes as well. We have so much outreach to accomplish in a given week. But ironically, one of the moments that I actually sort of love the most is when I drive home and I might roll up on some construction. And this is literally years in the making. The glacial pace of roadway planning is finally manifesting itself in something physical in the built environment. And while everybody is typically inconvenienced in that moment, I personally am celebrating, because that is the fruits of our labor.
So I'm coming with a couple of tidbits. You know, the glacial pace is one, and the giant regurgitator information. I've got these phrases I'm going to take away today and put them away for later use. So, Michael, you've gone, it's heading home, it was a good day. What would have happened that day if you say, it was a good day?
We have a really good team, and I think that we feed off each other in a positive manner. And I believe that there's a lot of days that the output from the end of the day is better than the input at the beginning of the day, whether it comes in a better planning document, whether it comes in the implementation of a project, whether it's brainstorming about something that maybe we hadn't thought about before. And I think that's very rewarding to me. Critical thinking is something I enjoy, so having other people to kind of come up with interesting ideas to provide better services to people is something that I appreciate.
I got the sense of a tight team when you presented at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Lunch and Learn. You just tag-teamed, and it was seamless, and I just got a sense that you just enjoy each other's company, first of all, and have
Brin's all right to be around for, like, minor periods of time.
Past 9 hours, forget about it.
I
think we're all that way, but I got a sense of a good, solid team that really is.
We do, and all kidding aside, it's a good group of people to spend the day with.
So on the horizon, a couple of big park presentations. We've got the Glassford Hill Regional Park. Mm-hmm. We have the park in Chino Valley. So how does that play into, you know, back to planning egress, planning transportation to those two major venues. It's going to be a wrinkle, I would imagine.
I don't think you're wrong, but I think it's really an opportunity. You know, we've talked a lot about, and Brent alluded to it a few minutes ago, how lucky we are to live where we live in terms of the natural beauty here. But there's an opportunity to work together on ecotourism across jurisdictions to try to get people from one location to another because, you know, if you like Glassford Hill, you're going to like Thumb Butte. That's just kind of the way it works.
Right.
And one thing that we've talked a lot about at SIMPO and most recently in brainstorming and areas we want to get more involved in is working on ecotourism and across jurisdictions and tying things going on in Chino to things going on in PV because, you know, there's such a diversity of natural resources and wonders here. There's enough for people to do for multiple days. And, you know, we're sales tax driven, all of us.
Yep.
Heads in beds is a big deal. We could really look at a regional ecotourism project that transcends jurisdiction. And I think Vinny, our director, and Bryn, and I, and some of our staff think that this is a real opportunity for us.
Yep. And the Del Rio Park,
it's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And again, you've got to get people to and from there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but my question then would be, was that on the 2045 plan, or is that one of those, you drop in, here's a project that suddenly kind of presented itself, now you have to kind of recalibrate some of what you're doing?
I think the latter, what you said, John, is more the case. Del Rio, while this may have been talked about for a long, long time, recently it's gotten more legs than it had in the past, mm-hmm. and we would love to see a state park established out there. And, of course, we want to participate in whatever the greatest circulation plan is for that resource. We're going to continue working in terms of Chino Valley, focused on 89. In fact, we have a widening request slated for the state legislature, and we'll be coming right back to that.
So this is north of Perkinsville Road heading – I mean, you opened the door. And I'm a Chino Valley guy. This is the Chamber of Commerce. We're excited about to improve the access to Paulden and going north towards Ash Fork. That's giant. First in Chino Valley.
Sure.
So
yeah, that widening project is Road 3 North to Road 5 North. The proposal is about a $13 million project, and it is part of our state legislative request for the coming legislative session.
The current
for the
25.
Okay. FY 25.
So light candles and do all the things that you
yes.
do.
Yes. Yes. Chant, mantras. Yes.
Chanting. All of it. whatever it takes, because that again will tie into the Del Rio Park and all the things that are happening, you know, north of town.
Yeah,
as
and
well.
all the other commerce that goes on along 89.
Yep. So, are your fingers in the Peavine Trail connecting to the Rails to Trails? Is that part of under your
it's
umbrella?
Funny
as well?
You bring that up. That's another thing that we're talking with the jurisdictions about. That we're kind of dipping our toe in trail connectivity because it's another thing that's regional. I mean, people don't care if it's a Prescott Trail or a Prescott Valley Trail or a Chino Trail. They just want the ability from the trail to continue.
Right.
We've talked a lot about maybe working with the jurisdictions, and they seem to be receptive, with trail mapping for a regional trail product. And I think it makes a ton of sense when you talk about things like Del Rio. We're having more opportunities with the Peavine and its expansion than we've had before.
It's exciting, and people are really looking forward to what could be with that trail and the connectivity through the Dells and all kinds of stuff. You know, the long-range plan, it's exciting.
It is exciting, and it's one of the few things that a regional perspective that we say to Brent and everybody, it's not really controversial. You kind of have to realize that it's easier to pick off things that everybody agrees on, and I think regional trail connectivity is a no-brainer.
Yep. Yeah, and it's low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. From the cheap seats, it looks like low-hanging fruit.
It is.
So let's get after it. And more to discuss after the break and the news. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we're streaming live worldwide on the Arizona's Hometown Radio Group app. We'll be back after the news.
We'll be right back. tails or wagging at Wags Pet Resort and Luxury Hotel. For a happier and healthier dog, give them the social interaction they need. We offer indoor and outdoor supervised group play. We know we can't take your place, but we'll always treat your dog as one of our own. Wags Pet Resort is not just a stay. It's an experience filled with love, hugs, and kisses. Book your best friend's play date today. Visit us at 9049 East Florentine Road in Prescott Valley or online at wagspetresorts.com.
If you're a propane user, you've most likely heard the name Barrett Propane. That's because they've been around this area for more than 60 years, providing reliable propane to your home or business. They've also worked hard to improve the quality of life for everyone in Yavapai County by supporting local nonprofits. It's just who they are. Friendly local folks not only delivering propane, but making life a little better along the way. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Come a little closer and you will see a place that's closer to it all. From jackpots to the newest games, get closer to winning. From fine dining at the award-winning Storytellers or drinks at the Strata and Verde Bar, get closer to the action by tasting it all. From luxurious rooms and suites to the indoor pool, get closer to relaxation. From bowling to Kids Quest, there's something for everyone. Get closer to the fun together. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, closer to it all.
Leprechauns running all over the place, riding oop and doon on the garage door. Each of little bugger's gonna get smooshed.
By law, safeguards keep kids
and leprechauns
from getting caught under a garage door. Call Joel at 928-775-0001 for a safety checkup.
Need to go back to their cereal box.
Top-notch garage doors, 928-775-0001 or topnotchgaragedoors.net.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects. But buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We're KQ&A.
It's just after 4 o'clock on this March the 4th. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Monday. I'm Mason Pennington with a check of your news and weather. This winter's rain and snow has been a mixed bag when it comes to the upcoming wildfire season.
Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management spokeswoman Tiffany Davila explains recent wet weather has caused a 200% grass growth spurt across the state, and that spells trouble.
Once we start really drying out and warming up, we could see that grass dry out very quick, and we could see above normal activity.
Davila says they are working with stakeholders to lessen the impact of wildfires and improve forest health in the process.
We're working with our federal partners. We're working on state trust or private lands to reduce fuel loading and not only create safer spaces for the neighborhoods and communities, reducing that wildfire risk, but we're also protecting our infrastructure, protecting our watershed.
In an attempt to lessen the fire danger in the Prescott area, Verde Ranger District Fire Managers conducted the 972-acre Hooker North Prescribed Burn and the 1,053-acre South Cattle East Burn. Both operations occurred between Dugas Road and Highway 169. Prescott Fire Department crews completed a burn of small slash piles between Douglas Avenue and Pulliam Drive. I'm Greg Paul reporting.
Expect warm and dry conditions in northern Arizona before unsettled weather makes its return.
Flagstaff meteorologist Evan LaGuardia explains nothing out of the ordinary is expected.
Nothing crazy, not much rain, so pretty dry, and just kind of breezy in the afternoon, you know, up 10, 50 miles per hour, but nothing crazy. So pretty much dry conditions here on out through the majority of the week.
LaGuardia says he's concerned about the weather conditions in Flagstaff.
What I'm not happy about is the dry conditions. We would really need some precipitation, and we're about, in terms of Flagstaff Airport, we're about 20 inches away from our annual average snowfall.
A blizzard pounded California last week, but Arizona saw mostly gusty winds. Unsettled weather is expected to return to the Prescott area Thursday and Friday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny southwest wind 10 to 14 miles per hour. Expect an overnight low around 34 tonight for the Prescott Quad Cities area, with a high tomorrow of around 59 and a high on Wednesday around 60. 40 degrees tonight for Cottonwood in the Verde Valley, with a high tomorrow of around 68 and a high on Wednesday around 69. That was a check of your news and weather. Have a great Friday. I'm Mason Pennington for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Been a while since you last had your well inspected? Well, wait no longer. Alcorn Pump is here serving all of Yavapai County with pump and filtration services for homes, ranches, and commercial buildings. Since 1938, Alcorn Pump has made it their goal to get you the best water quality and well pump reliability. So if it's been a while, call Alcorn Pump and let them inspect your well, test your water, and get you the best results possible. Alcorn Pump, 928-237-4372, or go to alcornpump.com. Alcorn Pump, well, well, well.
Get a soul sign in your yard. When you work, Travis Vaught, go to TravisVaught.com.
And we're here with the Travis Bard from Legacy Real Estate with Keller Williams, Arizona Realty.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. It's great to be here with you today.
Let's jump right into it. You have a network, a huge network, and that is going to help service your clients better.
Yeah, very much so. And that's the local network of other people in the industry that we've dealt with, the friends and clients that we have in this network, but also a professional network through Keller Williams Real Estate. We have over 250 partners throughout North America, and we can rely on that to help people just about anywhere that they're going.
Well, Travis, if I needed to go anywhere, you would be the first one I would call. No questions asked. Get in contact with Travis today, 458-7000 or TravisBard.com.
Get a soul sign in your yard. When you work, Travis Bard, go to TravisBard.com.
Southwest Truck and RV keeps it simple. Gas or diesels from Kias to Kenworth will keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price. Read about our lifetime nationwide workmanship warranty on our website at southwesttruckandrv.com. Gas or diesels from Kias to Kenworth will keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price. Southwest Truck and RV is in Prescott Valley on Long Mesa Drive, 700 yards east of Robert Road.
Listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. Chino Valley Day continues with your host, Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Board Chairman John Cordes.
And we are back. We have folks in studio from the Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization, or SMPO for short. We have Bren Stotler, who is a planner. Hello, Bren.
Hi there.
And Michael Lamar, Regional Development Manager. Hello, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff.
And I'm going to shut my phone off before it rings. That would just be overly embarrassing. I have to steal some of your time, though, to talk about a few chamber events we have coming up in the very near future. Our next Lunch and Learn is Tuesday, March 19th. That one's going to be at the Chino Valley Library in their community room. And this is partnering with the Women's Community Network. It's going to be a fun event. We're going to have lunch catered in, catering by Liz, and it's $25 lunch. But the presentation is the Imagination Library, the Dolly Parton Project. And when you talk about youth literacy, there are things that are important out there, and we all know that. But Florida did a study, and they made a connection between children who could not read by the third grade would equate to numbers of prison cells they would need in 15 years. So if that doesn't scare you, nothing can. So let's work on youth literacy.
Yeah. My daughter got those Dolly Parton books as a kid, and I think they were really wonderful.
Isn't it exciting?
A neat program.
Yeah, it's a great program, and I'm thrilled to be part of this. Yeah. And again, partnering with the Women's Community Network there in Chino Valley is a lot of fun, too. So we hope to have a good crowd. And again, just supporting childhood literacy. I had Richard Scarry books when I raised my kids, and it made me feel great to give my son one to read to his kid. It was
fantastic.
It was a great, you know, grandpa, dad, goosebumps moment. So teach your kids to read and enjoy reading. Nothing could be better. Then after that, on Thursday, April 4th, the Chamber of Commerce's annual awards breakfast. We're going to honor four businesses in certain categories. That's going to be Thursday, April 4th, 8 a.m. at the Senior Center in Chino Valley. It's a $25 breakfast ticket. Table sponsorships are $250. We really want to celebrate excellence, and I'm going to give a presentation to the members on the state of the Chamber's vitality. And we're going to have a lot of fun just celebrating what's wonderful about business in Chino Valley. Then on May the 18th, the 12th Annual Bob Kacker Memorial Golf Tournament. It's a Saturday at Antelope Hills. And what we're trying to do is really drive some revenues so we can double our investment in our scholarship fund for the Chino Valley High School. Last year we did three $500 certificates. This year we want to do six of them. We've got hole-in-one sponsored by Findlay Prescott Buick GMC. We have a lot of fun lined up for you. There's breakfast, there's lunch for a $100 fee. And everything, all of our events, and most of the town's events, you can find at chinovalley.org. Click on events, find the calendar, and go from there. You can sign up and pay for most everything online. The lunch and learn you can pay online, the awards breakfast, and golf. It's easy. We're in the 21st century with our website, so you can do all that kind of stuff, and we're just having fun doing it. Okay, let's get back to Simpo and glacial pace. I want to go back to that one. But again, you know, back to what you do, it really is important because I would imagine Simpo with Yavapai County looks different than it does in Sierra Vista or Tucson or Yuma or any place else because of the topography, the flow of traffic, the demographic, everything. So you have to recreate yourself almost every single day, or so it seems.
A great point. I think that you really need to understand what's on the ground in the region. And we've got a team that's got a lot of longevity in the region. Vinny's a third generation. Our executive director, Vinny Gallegos, is a third generation Prescottonian. Vinny and I started working together in 1996 at Yavapai County. It's going on 30 years of collaboration and friendship in this planning space and in all things transportation and planning, which has been a blessing. But if you don't start looking ahead now for the issues that will arise inevitably along the way, that is the gist of the whole intent and purpose of this planning process.
My wife and I were with the Prescott Sun back in 96, mm-hmm. and her parents had a home in Granite Dells. And leaving there late at night, getting from the Dells to the old version of 89A, and what was a mess, and there were accidents all the time, there were hairpin turns and all kinds of nasty stuff, and building 89, this was a godsend for those folks coming from the Dells back out to Prescott Valley and back and forth. And that, I'm sure, just took a lot of time, effort, and energy, and, you know, forethought, because it was a mess back in the late 90s. So thanks for doing that. If you have a hand in that, thank you.
Sure enough.
It's appreciated. So you have a thing there called ACT UP. What is ACT UP?
Yeah, John, I mentioned this earlier in the program and want to make sure that the community is aware that we are doing an active transportation plan. This is something that's new for our region. The Simpo has never done one of this type of plan before, but it is quite a topic at the state level and even the national level. So people want to get places by methods other than their own vehicle, and they want to have those choices. So the ACT UP really looks at bicycle, pedestrian, and transit connections. It identifies what is on the ground currently in terms of bicycle facilities. For a cyclist, this is a really important thing to know. Where am I riding today, and is there anything on that route that protects me from an impact with a vehicle? And I think this is probably, you know, these folks are referred to as vulnerable road users because they are not protected by the same, you know, encasement of metal and mm-hmm. parts that we are in our vehicles. The ACT UP wants to start a community conversation about transportation choices. So the initial engagement on the ACT UP is really just to identify what's on the ground, basically start an inventory of what's on the ground with bicycle and pedestrian facilities. Think about a town like Prescott Valley that was really born of a rural scenario. We're talking about culverts and bar ditches. We're not talking about crosswalks and sidewalks and things that protect folks in a more urban environment. Now that rural environment has grown into an environment where these pedestrians do require that protection, cyclists as well. So that's just one way of highlighting what type of improvement we might be looking at through the ACT UP process. Also, we are working on a State Route 69 corridor master plan, and we are talked to all the time about, quote, fixing Highway 69. Highway 69, as I mentioned, is an ADOT facility, so anything that happens on Highway 69 is a result of an ADOT yes, an approval of sorts. But SMPO partners with ADOT and partners with the jurisdictions that have some maintenance controls over certain parts of these state routes. And when we do that, we take deep dives, such as this corridor master plan, in looking at an entire 17.5-mile corridor from Dewey-Humboldt to Prescott, and it's divided into 9 segments to look at how operations are working along that 17.5-mile corridor. You can imagine that there are a couple of sticky spots in there.
Yes, there are some sticky spots.
I affectionately refer to the east side of Prescott Valley to Prescott as the second hour on the trip home from Phoenix, because that's typically about what it is, or at least maybe a good 30 minutes.
And it gets dicey through Diamond Valley. It definitely does.
So this State Route 69 corridor master plan is really going to look at how we can optimize the improvements along the State Route corridor, and also how we can partner with ADOT to prioritize those improvements through their long-range plan, because they also operate their own long-range plan. We know it's a focus. It's the way most people coming from Prescott Valley to Prescott, which is the employment center, get to work. So we want to alleviate as much as we can along that corridor in order to get people safely there.
So is there a public opportunity to weigh in on ACT UP? Is there a way to do that?
There's a public opportunity to weigh in both of these plans. ACT UP has on our website, simpo.org/ACT UP. Just ACTUP, you'll find it. And then on the 69 plan, same thing, simpo.org/SR69. I'm going to leave you a couple of flyers. We also have these flyers available where you can utilize a QR code if you're into technology, and that will get you right to a survey with either ACT UP or SR69.
I want to get into more engagement after the break. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 11:30 a.m. We'll be right back.
Attention RVers, with the chilly winds of winter, it's time to ensure your beloved RV is ready for the cold season. At High Country Rec V Center, they understand the importance of safeguarding your RV during the winter months. They keep you rolling with ensuring your RV remains in pristine condition. Don't let freezing temperatures wreak havoc. Call High Country Rec V Center at 928-772-8231 or visit them online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Did you know there are two types of insurance agents, independent and captive?
Here's the difference. A captive agent works for one company. An independent agent represents multiple companies.
If you call a captive agent, you will get a quote only from their insurance company. If you call an independent agent, you'll get quotes from many insurance companies.
This gives you the opportunity to truly compare multiple rates with one phone call.
Hi, I'm Lori Sell.
And I'm Susan Morrison. We are independent agents. We represent over 20 of the top-rated insurance companies.
Call us at Shepherd Insurance today, 928-445-4600.
We got cat convenience and we got cat style.
Save your resources. See how easy Cottonwood Area Transit can get you around the Verde Valley in cat style.
The shuttle can take you to Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. And the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit goes to Camp Verde and Greyhound stops too.
Beat inflation with Cottonwood Area Transit. Visit cityofcottonwood.gov for details.
Are you ready to lock?
Yeah!
I said, are you ready to lock?
Yeah!
Time to bring on the Lock Star, Norm's Lock and Save.
For safety and security, you can't trust just anybody. That's why Norm's Lock and Safe are the Lock Stars. For service that locks, get the Lock Stars. Norm's Lock and Safe, serving all of the Quad Cities. On Highway 69, Prescott Valley's Lock Stars. Norm's Lock and Safe.
It's the countdown to opening day as the National League defending champion Arizona Diamondbacks return to KQ&A Thursday, March 28th against the Colorado Rockies. Special opening day pregame at 6 p.m. Diamondbacks baseball sponsored this season by Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Allied Electric, Paragon Plumbing, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Cliff Castle Casino, Primavera Online, Alcorn Pump, Shepherd Insurance, Owls Auto Body, Yavapai Block, Rock Springs Cafe, Prescott Valley Transmissions, Southwest Truck and RV, Barrett Propane, Moyers Heating and Cooling, 1AZ Credit Union, Prescott True Value, You Pick It, Waters Garden Center, Dependable Auto Glass, City of Cottonwood, Gutter Helmet, and Yavapai Bottle Gas. It's the countdown to opening day, March 28th, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, KQ&A, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
Listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130, Ben 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. Chino Valley Day continues with your host, Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Board Chairman John Cordes.
And we are back. We have SIMPO in the studio, Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization, Bryn Stotler, the planner. Good afternoon, Bryn. Thanks for being here, Bryn.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate you. Michael Lamar, Regional Development Manager. Michael, thanks for spending time with us.
Oh, it's been fun.
It's been great. So we want to have a couple minutes left. Let's talk about regional transit systems.
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't mention today is actually the launch of Yavaline Regional Transit System inside the city of Prescott. For those of you who are familiar with Yavaline, it looks a lot like what is already happening in Prescott Valley. It's an intra-city system. It's basically glorified low-priced Uber. It's $2 a ride. It'll pick you up at your house, take you to work, take you shopping in the region. And I think it'd be important for people to look at the mapping of where the region is or the zone. And it's at simpo.org. Am I going to get that right?
Yep. CYMPO.org. Yep.
And we're real excited about the expansion of that. We're also working with people up in your neck of the woods, Yavapai Regional Transit.
Tom's a great guy up there.
Yeah, they really do some good work, and we're kind of trying to facilitate a relationship between the Yavaline system and the YRT system so there'd be some transferability and connectivity.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
We'll come back and talk some more about it.
You betcha. I look forward to that. Bryn, last words? What else you got cooking over there?
Hey, you know, get involved with this SR69 plan, the quartermaster plan, and also the ACT UP. If you've got kids that are going to school, we're going to look at school campuses in the 1 mile walking and biking radius. We're going to look at charter school campuses and their circulation plans through that ACT UP process. So simpo.org/ACT UP. Get involved. There's a survey to take on our website. And then quartermaster plan for SR69. It's the backbone of our region. Get involved in the conversation.
So some of the conversation, let's say North Robert Road, where the schools are, gets kind of dicey. You want participation from everybody. But that sounds, to me, where I live in Dewey Humboldt, that sounds like a spot that could be a hotbed for issues.
Yes, absolutely. Robert Road is one of our regionally significant roadways, and it does carry a lot of traffic and has a lot of activity. So we want to take a look at that.
And people, do the speed limit, please. I mean, I'm sounding elderly, but do the speed limit for crying out loud. There's lots of pedestrian traffic, lots of new drivers in the area up on Robert Road. So please just do the speed limit. It'd be appreciated. Sir?
I agree. You know, following the rules of the road are kind of important to us.
Yeah. Love it. This has been a great hour. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM. 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live on the Arizona Hometown Radio Group app. Everyone, thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, A&E Reber Graphics,
Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec Fee Center, Ferret Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.